The Pooka of Ennistymon will not be coming to Ennistymon. Last May, Clare County Council paused its plans to put up the 2-metre statue, which was proposed for Lower Churchill in the North Clare town, following a number of objections locally. Now, the Pooka of Ennistymon generated intense controversy and debate. While Ennistymon itself was divided on the Pooka, it did have the support of various celebrities, artists and folklorists, amongst others. The local authority has confirmed, though, that it won't be proceeding with a proposal to erect the Pooka in Ennistymon, following extensive consultation with elected members and the local community. It will instead be offered to other North Clare towns, villages and community operated tourism sites. For more on this, we are joined by the sculptor of the Pooka, Aidan Hart, who's from Dublin, and he joins us on the line now. Good morning to you, Aidan.
Alan, how's it going?
Not too bad. More importantly, how's it going for you? What's the overriding sense? Are you disappointed?
Yeah, I'm disappointed in a way, but I suppose I'll get over it. Sure, we'll carry on.
You probably, maybe, I get the sense from you that maybe you had a sense that the longer this went on and the longer it wasn't erected in Ennistymon, that perhaps it was going to reach this point anyway?
Well, certainly, it was hard to guess, obviously, because I'm not down there, but certainly when I heard about the consultation, the extensive consultation you mentioned, was going to take the form of an online poll around November, I said, the jig's up, this isn't going to fly.
Yeah, that's public consultation process. It was a survey. I know at the time you said you would have preferred a town hall style debate, like the days of old. I mean, if that had been the route that was taken, Aidan, would you have turned up to plead your case, but give your side of the story or explain why you think the Pooka merited being erected in Ennistymon?
I would have. I said so repeatedly. I offered to bring down the model of the Pooka and say my case, because, you know, it's all very well me talking on the radio and answering journalists' questions, but like, I'd like to tell people face to face that it wasn't, you know, it's not this, I don't know, pagan deity it's been characterised as, or anything of the sort. But I do appreciate that, like, I mean, I'm obviously biased, but the remarkable thing was that, I mean, you had a conversation with Sarah O'Brien, the person who did the academic who did a study over last summer in Ennistymon, talking to people extensively, you know, getting both sides of the story. And, you know, she presented a more rounded picture to you. I mean, she wasn't even they didn't even give her so much the phone call, which is kind of odd when you think about it.
I guess when there was such strong opinion, and I know it was divided in Ennistymon, that was always going to take precedence over maybe the views of outsiders. I know it did receive the backing of a number of celebrities. The likes of Darrow Breen and people like that had positive words to say about it. You had support from historians, artists, folklorists like Sarah, podcasters and even documentary makers. There was a lot of support certainly from outside the town.
Yeah. No, well, Sarah was a lot more even-handed and neutral, but the main point with her was that she said that it was... the town was unanimously against it. It wasn't just like aesthetic objections or religious objections. There was a kind of tangle of local issues involved in it. But you're right. I mean, fundamentally, it was up to the town, and the poll has been done, and that it didn't work out, so there's no real point quibbling about it. It isn't going to happen in Ennistymon.
While I mentioned you'd a lot of support from outside the town, and that, you know, there were obviously it was paused last May due to strong local objections, there were people who were supportive of it in Ennistymon, Aidan. I was out there myself late last year, and I spoke to a lot of locals, and I would say it was certainly the number of people I spoke to, it was in or around 50-50. There were certainly people who appreciated what was done with the Pooka and would have liked to seen it put up, and although there were those who were dead set against it.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is typically why artists pick by with a representative committee rather than a popular vote, and particularly like a online vote like that was done here. And it was, I mean, 43 to 43 strongly disliked it, 34% strongly liked it. You could vote by, you could indicate that by sliding left or right to get a smiley or happy face. And but like the question is, like, would it have been okay if it had got 51%? I mean, is that, is like, what's the magic number? Is it is it only 100%? That's the way the council elected to try and resolve this, and so this is where it ended up.
I get the sense that that method involving, you know, smiley faces or sad faces, do you take a dim view of that method of deciding whether your art merits being erected in a town or not?
Well, I certainly wouldn't have agreed to it. I mean, that, like, I did a public commission to put up a, I entered a submission to put up a public sculpture in Enniskillen in 2021. My proposal was accepted, and you know, there was a date and a location that it was to be erected in. Now it ran into this controversy, and that's fair enough, so the council had to deal with it. But after the pause, when was in May, the 1 month pause that was subsequently extended to 8 months, like the council essentially departed from the terms of our agreement, and so now at this stage we're in kind of unknown territory. I told John O'Sullivan, the council executive, who told me yesterday that it wasn't going in his diamond when he proposed his counter arrangement where they'd give me the money to get to cast the rest of the thing. And as I know, people know this, I've only, like, the contract is paid in thirds, so like the first third was paid upon me actually creating the sculpture this time last year, you know, and then the remaining two thirds of that 30,000 budget are essentially to go for casting. This thing has not been cast, nobody's ever seen it in Enniskillen, it hasn't been put up, it's whether it will or not be put up. And so the Clare County Council executive offered me the money to go ahead and cast it, saying that then after that they'd throw it up to a wider Clare to see which town would want it. But that seemed far too open-ended for me, because especially after this long and continually extended delay, like over the last 8 months. So I said, I mean, that's fine. I hope there is a town in Clare that wants it. I know the folklorist Eddie Lenhan suggested his hometown of Croisín, for example. But like, if you want to do that, that is a new agreement we'd have to make. And I'd like to know before proceeding with it that where is it going and when is it going up? Because really, this what's happened to a lot of public sculptures when they run into controversy, I mean, for understandable reasons, councils kind of you know, they have wider concerns, so they sometimes just mothball the project and put it in a warehouse. And that at this stage, I mean, it seems like a very real prospect for the Pooka. The idea of the agreement is that until it's fully paid for, I own the statue and title of it. So before I proceed with to do what the Clare executive outlined, I said, you know, please supply a new agreement by the end of the month, or I'll pursue other arrangements.
Okay, so you've no issue if you know it is going to be offered to other towns, villages, or community operated tourism sites in North Clare. You've no issue if another town in that part of Clare says, yeah, we'll take it. You'd be happy enough for it to go up. It seems like it's been referenced as the Pooka of Enniskillen so often that it seems intrinsically linked with Enniskillen now, or would you just be happy to see all your hard work be on display somewhere?
Well, it would it's a public sculpture, so it would have to be in public, and I don't think it's too much to ask where it would be put up, because that wasn't what the commission was, put it up in Enniskillen. So what's the new plan? That's all I want to know, and I asked the council to you know, confirm that by the end of the month, and we'll see what they say.
Okay, but you, if that's all sorted and another town says, yeah, we'll take it, you're happy enough to see it go somewhere else?
Yeah, I mean, just as long as it's not on the side of a dish somewhere. But yeah, if it goes somewhere in Clare, it's kind of, I mean, it would have been a nice end to the story if it goes to, had went to, or had gone to an assignment, but that wasn't to be. If it goes to somewhere else in Clare, that love to have it, that are welcoming, that then that, you know, still good. But if I can't have assurance that it's not going to basically disappear down a hole if I proceed to cast it under the, you know, the aegis of the county council, then I'll have to go further afield.
Is there a part of you, Aidan, that can't quite believe that this many months on, and we're into a new year now, it's 2022, that you're still talking about all this, and that it isn't all done and dusted and wrapped up in a neat little bow?
Yeah, well, it's got stranger and stranger. And there was the mural that was put up in Ennistymon in support of it. There was, after when they did the poll there in November, there was a local music group. They did a kind of answer. There was a song back in April supporting the Pooka. Well, then this crowd called the Blazing Pitchforks did a song called the Ennistymon Pooka, which is, you know, roundly against it. And they had a music video where they are all dressed up with witch masks, and they were all holding torches surrounding a fella dressed in a horse mask. And it's, you know, a funny video. And then I guess a little bit dark towards the end, like as the final verse says, it goes, by day or night with gelig knife or maybe a bazooka, the lot I'd take to Mary Blake if ever they approved you. And so Mary Blake's corner is the statue where it's in the original contract to put it up. And then the video ends with a chap dressed like an extra from Love Hate, kind of, you know, gangland uniform of camouflage and balaclava, putting a gun up to the head of the a chap in the horse mask and doing a mock execution of it.
Yeah, that's all sounds pretty dark. Look, I mean, you'd be happy enough to see the Pooka get a home somewhere in North Clare. Is there a slight bit of you, though, that's worried that, you know, all this controversy and hearing people giving out about it and people supporting it, that there could be an opportunity for a rerun of all this in some other location?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I think that it's highly likely. I mean, given the publicity, it's highly likely. And that's why, although I'm happy to proceed, I asked the council to, furnish me with a new agreement. Tell me exactly what they have in mind. I'm not going to, at this stage, blindly agree to an open-ended thing, because, you know, the history could well repeat itself, and there's no need for it, because if Clare doesn't want it and they don't speak up now is the time. Like, it won't be like after this month, there won't be another opportunity. If they don't speak up, then it'll be going elsewhere. That's just the way it is.
Okay, we will watch this space and see where the Pooka's home eventually is. But Aidan, thanks very much for joining us on the programme this morning. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Alan. Take care.